Hi, I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm Ed Sheeran.
And I'm Elton John.
From all of us here at the Kelly Clarkson Show, to all of you, a happy holiday.
I'm Jason Mraz.
This is Mari Digby, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Happy New Year, and thank you for an amazing 2025. I feel like I've been saying thank you a lot lately, but I really want to convey how grateful I am that you continue to listen to the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. And honestly, if you weren't listening, there's a good chance I wouldn't still be doing this. For the station, I don't know that we broke any records this year. And with more people than ever listening on their phones, tablets, and other devices, and with security improvements made to protect your privacy, we have an even higher percentage ever of listeners in unknown areas, which I suppose could count as a record broken. In fact, unknown has more listeners than most. There are only 7 countries with more listeners: Hungary, the United States, Canada, Germany, the United Kingdom, Korea, and Ukraine. And I wouldn't be surprised if unknown didn't hit the number one spot in the next couple years. Bulgaria and Norway round out the top 10, by the way. I'm not bragging, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bragging. Frankly, these days, when it's easier than ever to make a Christmas music playlist, I am so grateful and even humbled that so many seem to return to the Sounds of Christmas year after year. And since the station is on all year long, that so many continue to listen long after the traditional season has wrapped up. And really, the geographic particulars aren't that important, at least not to me. I started the Sounds of Christmas back in 2007, hoping to share my love of Christmas and Christmas music with any who might be interested. And it's beyond gratifying to know that as I wrap up the 19th season, people are still sharing at least part of the season with me, no matter what state or what country they're in. I'm recording this as New Year's Eve Eve becomes New Year's Eve, at least on the East Coast. And while I'm doing that, I'm listening to Always in the Season by Pomplamoose, along with listeners in Cincinnati, Tuscaloosa, Redwood City, Toronto, Bulgaria, Hungary, New Zealand, Germany, and Ukraine, just to name a few. And I think that's pretty cool. I'm just so appreciative of everyone that takes the time to spend even just a little of this very special season with me. So thank you for listening. And while traditional radio stations have already put away their Christmas music, the Sounds of Christmas is still on, playing the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Except, as you probably know, when October rolls around and we switch to Halloween music for the month. I'm also grateful for the support you've given to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I believe this is our 298th episode as we near the end of our 5th year. Like the Sounds of Christmas station, I wasn't sure that anyone else would be interested in listening to me talk about Christmas music, but I thought I'd give it a shot, and I owe a tremendous amount of thank yous to you for streaming and downloading so many episodes, especially during the past year, which saw this podcast pass the 500,000 mark. Previously, I've mentioned several awards that the Sounds of Christmas podcast received and lists we made for top Christmas music podcasts. I don't think that's something I want to do anymore, as it just feels like bragging. In fact, this is probably the last time I'll mention the streaming download milestone we just passed. And to be honest, the accolades aren't why I do this. I do this because I love Christmas music. Don't get me wrong, I'm definitely thrilled to have the Sounds of Christmas podcast recognized like that, but it's pretty amazing to be around so many other terrific podcasts that are all about different things about Christmas. And I hope if you check any of the top Christmas podcast lists, and you can just Google that if you want, you might find me there, but you'll also find a bunch of other really good Christmas podcasts. And I hope you'll check those out too. I'm pretty sure you'll find something there that you like. Really, all I can say is wow. And thank you. And I hope you have an amazing 2026 and that it proves to be your best year yet. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.